92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The news of the world has been dominated by people complaining about the problems with cargo ships being stuck in line waiting to be unloaded at the docks. And everybody's focused on the forward supply chain. But nobody seems to be considering the reverse or backward supply chain. Did you know that 35% of all purchases made online and shipped to customers are returned after dozens of people work to get that stuff to you? And 50% of all clothes purchased online are returned. Now, you may not realize it, but returns are costly and incredibly inefficient. A Canadian research company recently purchased a dozen products from Amazon Canada, and they returned all 12 of them with a GPS tracker inside. What they found is that all of those packages traveled several hundred, possibly even several thousand miles before they reached their final destination, and only four of them were actually resold. The rest were tracked to landfills. So yeah, you got your money back, but the item probably went right into the garbage. Overall, less than 10% of products that are sent back from online purchases ever make it to a store to be resold. And think about this, a completely different study was done with 1,000 adult online shoppers. 65% of them said they are likely to return their online purchases, even if they have to pay to ship it back. So I'm thinking maybe it's time to start shopping like you can't return it. Make smart decisions. Commit to the things you buy. Because if you're returning the things that you buy online, you're contributing to the problem.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.